Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Beitza. We are holding up the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. One of the Lamatas Melachos of Shabbos is Borer. On Shabbos, if a person does Borer b'mezid, he's chayiv kares, b'shogeg, he's chayiv karban chatas. The Torah allows Borer with the following three conditions. First of all, it has to be done biyad and not bikli. Second of all, it has to be done to eat immediately. And third, you have to choose ochel mitoch psoles, because it's not derech brera to take ochel mitoch psoles, to take the desired part from that which is undesired. So the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas b'shoyim b'shilel about borer on Yom Tov. Do we treat it the same as Shabbos or not? Haborer kitnios b'Yom Tov. Someone is sorting out the beans from the dirt on Yom Tov. B'shamayim borer ochel v'ochel. B'shamayim says you could take by hand the food part, the desired part, and eat it. But you cannot take the psolas away from the ochel, and you also can't be borer for much later on. You have to eat it right away. So essentially, there is no heter of ochel nefesh by borer. You got to do it the same way you would do it on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says no. Borer on Yom Tov is different than borer on Shabbos. Borer kedarko b'cheiko. A person can do the way he would normally sort things, by pulling out the psolas from the ochel, and he could do it b'cheiko, where he pours it over his talus, over his garment, and that way keeps the beans apart from the psolas. And when he shakes out the garment, the beans are going to roll to the lower part of the garment, and the psolas will stay on top, and that way he'll separate them. Or b'kanon, or if he wants to use a sieve, that's fine. Or b'tamchui, he wants to use a large plate to do the borer. Avalo b'tavla, but he's not allowed to use what's called a tavla, which is a large wooden board to separate the psolas from the ochel. And then lo b'nafeh, and also he's not allowed to use a nafeh, a sifter, v'lo b'kvara, another type of sifter, because those are kalim that are borer a lot of food at one time. So that looks like he's being borer not just for yontif, but for the day after yontif, and that you're not allowed to do. Rav Gamliel Amar af madiach v'shola. Even he's allowed to use a madiach, he's allowed to soak them in water, and then the psolas will float to the top. That's also a valid form of borer. You can rinse the beans, and the psolas will come to the top, or soak the beans, rather, and the psolas will come to the top. So now, we said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to be borer kedarko, so according to Beis Hillel, which means you could take the psolas from the ochel and throw away the psolas. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains Beis Hillel. Tanya, Amram Gamliel, but Medvar Mamurim, when does Beis Hillel allow taking the psolas from the ochel kisha ochel meruba al psolas? That's when there's more ochel than psolas. Av psolas meruba al ochel tivra kol notel sa ochel menechus psolas. But if there's more psolas than there is ochel, then you should definitely do that which is less tedious. So take the ochel which is less in volume. So it says more psolas meruba al ochel miika mandashari. When there's more psolas than there is ochel, is there anyone that would allow borer in such a situation? The whole thing would be muktzah anyway. The whole thing would be also b'tiltel, and you wouldn't even be allowed to move the psolas, the ochel at all, because it's mixed in with all the psolas. It's batel barov in all the psolas. So says Gemara, lo tzricha d'nafesh petircha v'zuta b'shiura. No, we're not talking about. We're not saying that there's more psolas in the sense that. In the sense that the volume of the psolas is more. We're just saying that there's more psolas in the sense that it would take a lot more to get rid of the psolas. But in terms of how much psolas there actually is, the volume is not actually greater. Says Gemara, Gamliel Omer, Af Madiach V'Sholem, Gamliel had said, you're even allowed to soak it in water and wait for the psolas to rise to the top. Tanya Amra, Blazer of Tzadikacha, Yemen Hagen Shal Beis Ram Gamliel, Shei Mavi and Dali, Male Adash, and they would bring a bucket full of lentils, Umetzif and Love Mayim, and they would pour water on it, Nimso Chalamata, Psolos Amala, and that way the food would stay on the bottom and the psolos would come to the top. Vatanya Ibcha, but didn't we learn that the food floats to the top? Lokasha, Haba Afra, Haba Gili. It depends what type of psolos you have. If it's dirt, which is more heavy than the beans, so the dirt would go lower and the beans would go a little higher. But if it's a softer type of psolos, then that would float up to the top. New Mishnah. Beishami Yomim Ein Mishalchin B'Yom Tov Ela Manos. You're not supposed to send gifts on Yom Tov unless these are things that are what we call manos, things that are ready to be eaten, cuts of meat that are ready to be eaten, that can be served to guests. That's what we refer to as manos. That has enough kamina for mishloach manos. You're supposed to send something that's ready to be eaten. Ubeisilom mishalchin behem chayvav bein chayin bein shchutin. Beisilom says, nah, you can send even live animals, and that's perfectly fine because they can shecht it on yantiv. Mishalchin yenos shmanim. You're allowed to send on yantiv a gift of wine or oil, slassos, flour, kidneys, beans, because all these things can be eaten on Yom Tov, avalo tavua, but not grain, because you're not going to be able to eat it the way it is without grinding it, and you're not allowed to grind on Yom Tov, because you could have ground it up before Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon mati b'tavua, Rabbi Shimon thinks even with grain it's okay, because who says you're going to grind it? Maybe you're just going to make some sort of porridge out of it with whole grains. Tani Rav Yechiel, ublvat shalei asenu b'shura, that a person is allowed to send a gift on Yom Tov as long as he doesn't send it through a whole lot of different people, because in that way it's going to cause a whole ruckus, and it's going to look like you're trying to go make a sale. It looks like you're trying to do business. Tana ein shura b'chus mishlosh min adam. Shura means at least three people are involved. By Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says when you send a gift, a tlosa gavri utlosa mini, with three people, but there are three different types of food. My, what's the din? Do we look at the different minim and say that it's each person is holding one min and therefore it's mutter, or do we say no? At the end of the day, you're sending all three together with three people who are all going together, and that's going to create a kol. That's going to create a whole ruckus. Teku, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. Rabbi Shimon matir b'tavua. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that with grain you're allowed to sell it on Yantiv. Tanya Rabbi Shimon matir b'tavua kagon chitim lasos me'an ludios, because you can make a food out of raw chitim. Sa'orim litim lefnei behemto, and barley you can give to your animal. Adoshim lasos me'an resisin, you can make a food out of raw barley, out of raw lentils as well. So since there is some sort of Yantiv use for these grains, you're allowed to send them on Yantiv. Says the Mishnah, Mishalchin Kalim, Bein Tfurin, Bein She'en Tfurin. You're allowed to send clothing on Yom Tov, whether they're sewn or not. V'alf b'sheish ben klayim, and even if there's shatness in them, as long as Vehin Litzar Chamoed, as long as the begadim are needed for the sake of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Avalo Sandal Hamasumer. But what we're not allowed to send on Yom Tov is a wooden sandal that's covered with leather that's nailed into it, because the Chamim said you're not allowed to wear that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if you're not allowed to wear it, you're not allowed to send it, because you don't want people to think you're allowed to wear it. Lo minel sheino tafur, nor a sandal that's a shoe that's not sewn. Rabbi Yehuda Omer aflo minel lovan, also not a white shoe. Min bein shetzaruch uman, because then you're going to need a professional to blacken the shoe, because no one would wear a white shoe. Zaklal kol sheni osinbo, anything that as is you can look good in, you can enjoy and be miskashid in, and doesn't need any additional tikkun, be Yom Tov mishalchana. So you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. But anything that you can't use as is without doing some sort of further tikkun, you're not allowed to send it on Yom Tov. Good, so this says the Gemara, Bishlam Tfurin Chazal Melbush. Wait, when we said you're allowed to send begadim, you're allowed to send begadim whether they're sewn or not. So I get you're allowed to send sewn begadim because you could use that for wearing clothing. Shein Tfurinami Chazil Chsuye, and non-sewn begadim you can cover yourself with, so you're allowed to send them. El Klayim Lamai Chazu. But we said you're even allowed to send shatness. What are you going to do with shatness? You can't even cover your body with shatness. So Gemara, you can't even use it as a blanket. Maybe you can say, sure, you can use klayim. You can lie on klayim or sit on klayim, and that's not an iser. And we learned that you're not allowed to put it on top of you, but you're allowed to put it under you, because. However, the problem is the chachamim say, also lasos kain, you're not even allowed to sit on klayim. Shemati karichlo nimal basaro, lest the strand of the klayim go over your flesh and go on top of you. So you're not allowed to sit on klayim. So what purpose could there be to the klayim that you're sending on yantiv, to the shatness that you're sending on yantiv? Maybe you can say, no, you'll put it down as a cushion, and then you'll put a mat over it so that none of it will come on top of you, and that would be mutter. Chazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Mishum Kol Kedishu Yerushalayim, Afilu Eser Matzah Zu Al Gavi Zu, Uklaim Tachtein Aser Lishon Aleihem. Even if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and there's klaim underneath them, you're not allowed to sleep on them. Ella bevilon. Rather, it must be that what can you use the klayim for? You can use it as a window shade. V'hamar ula mei ma amru vilon tame mepnei shahashamish mischamim kinegdo. That why is it that a vilon is tame, that it has tumas begadim? Sometimes someone is going to use it in a clothing-like manner. He'll wrap himself in the window treatments. So ella. So that can't be the use for the shatnas to use as a window shade, because even that is considered a beged. Ella bikashin. We're talking about klayim that are very, very hard, and you're allowed to sit on those, on that type of klayim, because they don't warm the body at all, and we don't have to worry that tichrach lo nima, that a strand is going to come on you. It's not included in the gzera of sitting on 10 mattresses. V'ki hadamar avhuna b'raid Rav Yeshua. Hai gamda dinara sharia. A beged that's felt, that's tightly packed together, that becomes hard, is mutter. You're allowed to sit on it. There's no hanas chimum from it. Amrav Papa, Ardolin, Ein Ben Mishum Klayim. Ardolin, which is a type of flax that they would put under the heel of the shoe to make the shoe, more support, to give more support to the foot, is not a problem of Klayim. There never goes there, because there's no hanas chimum at all. Amrava, Hani Tsari Dipshiti. Those begadim of Klayim that you wrap money in, Ein Ben Mishum Klayim. It's not a problem of Klayim. To Bizrani, the cloths that you wrap seeds in, yesh ben mishum klayim, that is a problem of klayim. Rav Ashi amar echadzeh v'echadzeh, ein ben mishum klayim l'fisha in derech chimum b'kach. That either one is not going to be a problem of klayim, because it's not the derech chimum. It's not normal for one to warm oneself in that way, with these types of things. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the two dots, on daf tes vav amar aleph, next time, and next time, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the first parak of Maseches Beitzah.